Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and absolutely, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 397. I'm going to show you a gadget today that I've been using for quite some time, and the neat thing about it is I've been using it for quite some time, and the other cool thing is that it really has held up under a lot of abuse and stress. So let's get into that, but before we do, let me find my little button here. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will try to answer all my email. So what are we going to take a look at today? Well, actually, this is the gadget. And you're wondering like, whoa, what is this thing? And it's a very functional, useful gadget. This actually will hold pretty much any portable device that I want, or it can be wired. But this is great for mounting the iPhone, the iPad, Samsung tablet, whatever device you have on a desk or even on your bedpost. You can put it on the headboard. And what it is it's an articulating, and that means it moves in any direction, really nice, very affordable holder. And I'll tell you, this thing is great. I've had this for almost 2 years now, and I just said, you know what? I need another one for a different studio that I'm in, and I'm going to get the same thing because this is nice. Now, the name of this particular one here, I got to go, is called Above Tech. Here we go. And let me cut to that right now. And here we go. There it is. It's called Above Tech, and this has a clamp here on the bottom. And it will clamp pretty much to any surface that has an edge on it, so your bedpost is good. I have a little table here, which I'll show you in a second, and it will clamp onto that. And what I like about it is, as I said, it's well-made, and that's very important. But also, it articulates every which way, and it stays in position, which is very important. So I can put the phone in here or the iPad, which I'll show you in a minute, and literally turn it and articulate it any which way I want. That I like, and it holds in position. Now, after a while, and I mean a while, sometimes these don't hold in position, but this has an Allen wrench, screw, that and it comes with it, that you'll be able to just tighten this up. And I've only tightened this up once, and as I said, I've had this for a few years. The other thing that I like about this one is it's very slimlined, and also it has cable management. So if you do choose to plug it in or have a headset or whatever, you can run the cables up here on the side through these little plastic slots, and it holds the cable in place. So very nicely done. So what I am going to do is I'm going to actually screw this onto the ledge here, and then we'll take a look at when I put in a device. There's also a nice little clamp right here that screws down. You can see the screw. And what I like about this is the screw doesn't stick way out. This is actually very nicely machined in here, and there's a little dial up on top. So works very well. So I'm going to slide this in now, and we are going to clamp this down, which I am doing as we speak here. Okay, so this is clamped down, and that's not going anywhere. And here is my iPad, and this I am just going to show you like that, and I'm going to put this right in. So there we go, and now I am able, as you can see here, to pretty much put this any way that I want. It can go up this way, like so, vertical, and it does a great job. And I, you know, no hands, I can make it taller, smaller, just again by bending it. I'm a little bit out of the frame there. There we go. So it does a very, very nice job. It's easy to move around. And I'll tell you, this is really, really handy. And if you don't want it, you can just bend it back out of the way, and it holds its position. So I'm going to unscrew this now, and just for an example, show you how nicely this does. Again, you can articulate it any way you want, up, down, rotate it, forward, backward, and it holds quite well. Very, very impressive device. So let's take a look at some of the cool features. As I said, this is called Above Tech. They make a zillion different products, and you can actually go onto their site and easily find just a whole plethora of different types of devices. Now, they sell this particular one for $39, and you can buy it right on the site, or you can hop over to Amazon, and they have a bunch of them. It's also $39. Believe it or not, even though it's the same price, I do prefer buying it from Amazon, because if I have to return it, they're very good about the returns, and it works flawlessly as it is described. The things that I really like about it, as I mentioned, it's well-made, has cable management built into it, and also the ability for you to tighten these up so that it stays rock solid. But as I said, you can see here, I'm just going to move this up, and it holds very solid wherever you put it. Very rarely do I have to adjust it. So I give this 5 stars. They gave it 4.5 stars on Amazon. Been around for a while, and they make a lot of different products. So by all means, check them out. I think you'll be very pleased with that. Now, on that note, let me adjust this up just a tad here. Here we go. So let's take a look at some of the apps of the day. Cool apps today, for sure. I kind of concentrated on apps that are kind of newer and also can help people. This one helps me. It's Adobe Spark Post. Totally free, available on every single platform that you have, whether you have the iOS or the Android, you know, the Droid operating system. This is like a graphic, it is a graphic design creator for you. And if you're using pretty much any type of social media component like Facebook or Instagram or any of those things, this will allow you to create for free really stunning and classy looking graphics, and it certainly is pleasing to look at these, and also it will definitely help you increase the audience that you have. The other one, another app that I also like, and this is really something, this is an online hearing test, and it will also give you an audio printout. Not an audio, a visual printout of what your audiogram was. Now, clearly this is not going to take the place of a professional doctor or audiologist. Clearly, we know that. But that said, if you don't want to go and you're wondering if your hearing is still intact, and maybe you need hearing aids, maybe you need something that will boost the sound for you, this is the site that you want to go. It will allow you to calibrate your sound level. It will let you to listen to individual files, as you can see here. And it does a really nice first pass, if you will. And perhaps if you see that you have some hearing difficulty with this test, then maybe you want to go see a professional. But this is one of the better ones, if not the best hearing test that you can take, that is actually on the web. And, of course, this will be in the show notes. This is called Hearing Test Online, hearingtest.online, but it will be in the show notes. Now, our next app that we're going to go to is also a very handy app, and highly recommended if you don't have this app. What this app is called is Live Transcribe, and there are a bunch of these out there, and from time to time I have actually referred to some of these. This is called Live Transcribe. It's a relatively new app, and this will give you the benefit of the Google technology, and it's great for the deaf or the people who are hard of hearing. And using Google's state-of-the-art, the automatic speech recognition technology performs real-time transcription of speech to text. All right, so as you're talking, this will actually transcribe it. If you've seen the old Perry Mason shows, if you're old enough to remember that, they used to have this woman who would be, you know, typing on the typewriter, and it was a typewriter back then, to do the transcription. This is automatic because it's, 2019, and this will automatically transcribe and give you a complete text readout, if you will, which you can print out and save, of 70 different languages. So this is really nice, and you know what? It's free. It's available on every platform out there, iOS and the Google Play Store. Highly, highly recommend this. I have tried it many times, and it's really cool, particularly if you want to translate from English to Spanish or something like that. Works kind of neat. All right. Our next app kind of goes back to the whole hearing thing. This is called Sound Amplifier. Again, there's a bunch of these out there. I have tried this one. What I like is this is available for free on both the Android platform and the iOS. It's called Sound Amplifier. And this will essentially amplify the sounds via your phone. So if you have your smartphone in your pocket and your headset on, this will do a great job of using the small amplifier that's inside every phone that's out there, every smartphone that's out there, and it will help you hear better. So definitely try this out. As I said, there are a bunch of these out there. This is the one that I've kind of settled on and actually do like. Okay, our next app is a very handy app, and I do belong to the AAA, AAA, and I do that for a variety of reasons. You know, if you should ever break down or need a tow or need service, it's handy to have, and it's not that expensive. It's about, I don't know, $38-$45 a year, something like that. And, you know, they've been okay, and I've had them for a number of years. Probably the real reason I have it is I happen to have a real old car. It's a 2000 Honda. Yeah, 2000 Honda. It's almost 20 years old, that car. And it still runs great, but the thing that they have on it is it's not automatic light shutoff. So occasionally I'll be out at night and forget to turn the lights off, and I go to start the car and, you know, it's dead because the battery's been discharged. In those cases, I would have to call the AAA and they'll come over and jump the car. I have since forth actually put a battery charger in the car, a portable battery charger, and I try not to forget, but I have the battery charger always charged up and ready to go inside the car for those situations. In any event, this is called Honk Roadside. It's Honk Towing and Roadside. This is free. This is free, and basically it's an app, and you only need to use it when you need to use it, and you just pay as you go, which is kind of nice. So if you have a flat tire, if you're out of gas, of course, if you have a dead battery, if you'd lock the keys in the car or stuck in a ditch, Honk simplifies roadside assistance and towing. No membership required. Pay only when you order the service and get help from a nationwide network, which is nice, of more than 45,000 trucks for fast professional service 24 hours a day. Nice. This will pinpoint your exact location, or you can type your exact location, so that's kind of nice. The app will display the price, including the taxes and a tip. Before you place your order, you can locate and dispatch a trusted local provider with the best estimate time for their arrival. It does a lot of those types of things. It looks great. It's got a 3.6 rating. Some people are very happy with it. One or two people are very unhappy with it, as is any service. So if you feel guilty or always wanted to join the AAA, this will provide the same service. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, this may be an interesting way to go. Let's just put it that way. All right, this next one you're going to not like, but I had to put it in there because I got a chuckle on it. I do travel frequently to do a broadcast all over the place. I never know where I'm going to be. As you know, I go to Vegas twice a year to do the Consumer Electronics Show, and in April I typically go to the National Association of Broadcasters. So many times I'll stay at the same place because I'm used to it and there's a comfort level there. And there are also many times where if I'm traveling to, I don't know, let's say Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I try a different hotel or whatever, every now and then you may run into these critters. Yep, bed bugs. And, you know, there's an app for that. There's an app for that. But this is a bed bug field guide, and you need to have this if you travel, because you never know where you're going to be, and I try to stay at better places, but you just don't know these days. Henceforth, the Bed Bug Field Guide app. Yeah, free, of course, and available for all operating systems, the iOS and the Droid operating system. But this will tell you how to identify bed bugs and how to treat if you may have them and what to do. This gets a very high rating, 4.0. And no, I have not used the app yet. I just loaded it on my smartphone, and I'll be traveling next month or so. and I'll try it out. I'll try it out and let you know how it works firsthand. Hopefully, I don't need it, but you never know. You can never be too prepared. All right. This next app is highly recommended, and this is something that, I don't know, to me it just makes a lot of sense. There are other apps kind of like this. I just loaded this on and tried it, and it's quite nice. Be My Eyes, Helping the Blind. This is a very nice app. Lend your eyes to a blind person in need of a live video connection or be assisted by a network of sighted users. Be My Eyes is all about contributing and benefiting from the small acts of kindness to hop on board and get involved. Blind or visually impaired users can request help from a sighted volunteer who will be notified on their phone as soon as as soon as the first sighted person accepts the request for help. So, excuse me. A live audio video connection will be set up between the two parties, and the sighted helper can now assist the blind person or visually impaired person through the video connection from the blind person's or visually impaired person's rear-facing camera. And basically, whatever it is that they need a sighted person to help them with, maybe reading a prescription or whatever it may be, make sure their clothes match. I would not be good with that. I can't even make my clothes match even if I'm sighted. But it does nice things. You don't have to do it, but you can keep it on your phone and perhaps help someone. So I love this app. It's really nice, and I wish they would have I wish they would have more of these kinds of apps. Totally free, works on any platform. Try it out, and I think you'll feel good about helping someone else, especially if you have some time. It's not like you're going to get a call every minute or so, but it's nice to have the app on, and if you're available to give someone else a helping hand, that's always nice. Now, this last app, excuse me, this last app is they used to have an app called Google's Goggles, and I don't think they have it anymore. What Google's Goggles did and what this tries to do is you take an object, whatever it may be, and you put it in front of your camera and you take a picture of it with this app. And that will tell you what it is, where you can buy it, and pretty much anything that you know. It will bring you to Pinterest sites. You can share this camera photo that you have with others, so on and so forth. So it gives you a lot of information, and totally free, works on all platforms. They give it 3 stars. Only 23 people so far have reviewed it. So I kind of like these things, and here's a picture of some cups. And I guess they liked the cup, and they wanted to see where they got the cup, and yada, yada, yada. So you can now share CamFind with your family and friends through the test email, social media, and more, and yada, yada, yada. And that's basically what it does. So oddly enough, with this particular device that I had, there's no name on this. And I have so many different gadgets all over the place. I didn't remember what brand this was. And there's got to be 100 different types of gadgets that are like this. This is the one I like, but nothing on it. And, I don't save the boxes. So actually what I did is I went on Amazon and looked at my prior orders, and I had bought this a while ago. So I got all the information and knew that it was, what brand it was. So after I found it, I said, let me try this, this CamFind app. So I took a picture of this without the iPhone in it. So it looked something like this. And I just put it on the floor and took a photograph of it, figuring I want to see how good this is. Well, oddly enough, it was pretty funny because it didn't identify what this was whatsoever, but it did identify it as a small fly fishing rod and reel. So, if the app doesn't work, at least it's funny to see what these things come up with. But I got a kick out of that as this being a fly fishing reel. Very interesting. So I think the app's got a long ways to go. But again, this is the object that I used was kind of a very esoteric type of gadget. So in any event, it was funny to see what it brought up. And that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And, of course, I'll see everyone next Thursday. Have a good week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.